Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by Maria Sparagas from Direct Pay Net, experts in high-risk merchant accounts. Maria, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Seth.
My pleasure. Let's go back in time a little bit. How did you get into the high-risk merchant account business?
I finished university, was kind of lost like most people, joined a couple of friends who were starting a porn company, and they essentially built the biggest online adult entertainment company in the world, which is now Pornhub and all these different properties. While I was there, I had no idea what I was doing, and we were just working on different projects, and I decided to take upon the project of payment processing, which was like a very big pain point in the business. It was difficult to get merchant accounts at that point, difficult to convert sales, difficult to get people to pay us. So I built pretty much the whole payment processing engine for that business, and that business sold in late 2009, early 2010 from the initial owners, of course. And I decided to move on and start Direct Payment and do the same thing that I did for them for other companies.
Well, congratulations. I'm sure the longer version of that story should be in a book somewhere if it isn't already, because I'm sure in the time that you spent working for them before, you know, MindGeek acquired them, you've got some very interesting stories and a journey that happened. So let's talk about, because obviously most of our viewers and listeners are not in the adult entertainment industry, what is your definition of a high-risk merchant account?
I would say, you know, pretty much 80 to 90% of online businesses would be considered high risk if we looked at, let's say, Stripe, for example, as a payment processor. Stripe, in their terms and conditions, say if you offer subscriptions, you're considered high risk. If you're offering any type of supplement, healthcare, well-being, coaching service, you're considered high risk. So anything other than traditional e-commerce, which is here's one product, one-to-one relationship, is considered high risk. If you're doing upsells, cross-sells, downsells, anything like that in your cart, then you are considered high risk.
So basically, that's probably everybody listening or watching to this.
Exactly. I think we have a wide net of people who are listening who would be fall into these categories.
Absolutely. So to be quote unquote labeled a high risk merchant account, what are we at high risk of? What does that actually mean?
So there's two different types of risk. So there's reputational risk, which means, for example, let's say you're selling an ingestible product and somebody has a bad reaction or ends up in the hospital, and that can cause a reputational risk to the payment processor because they were supporting you and accepting payments for that product. So that's why CBD and anything in the marijuana field is something that, you know, a lot of payment processors are staying away from. They're worried about the repercussions. Also, they're worried about political issues. You know, if you're right wing or left wing, how does that get seen in terms of supporting an industry like this? And then there's the other type of risk, which is quite common, which is chargeback risk. So obviously, if people don't get their products or are unsatisfied with their products, then they get chargebacks. And if chargebacks mount up very, very high, then you have problems with your payment processor.
And as a high-risk merchant, what does that mean to me? How does that affect me? Does that mean I can't get merchant accounts? Does that mean I'm paying more? Talk a little bit about the repercussions of being in one of those categories, which is almost everybody.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of merchants who are starting out, their businesses or scaling their business, they go to providers like, you know, PayPal Express, Braintree, Stripe, these kind of out of the box, we call them aggregators, payment aggregators, where they have one master merchant account and they kind of subdivide it to different merchants. So they are able to onboard you usually within a couple of minutes. You're ready to go. Their API is very simple, plugged into most shopping carts, and you're good to go. Now, if you're working with a big processor like that, and you get a couple of chargebacks, or your ticket size increases because you're testing something, or somebody leaves a bad review that you didn't reply to, there could be a number of reasons. They will freeze your account and they will shut you down within minutes, and you have very little repercussion. So you have very large repercussions, obviously, in your business, and you have very little recourse, I was going to say. So if you contact Stripe, and a lot of merchants that come to us tell us this, they just get bombarded by different AI chatbots. They can never get any answers. They don't know what's happening. And this is their business, their livelihood. You want to talk to a human being when you're being shut down. In terms of, somebody who's working in a high risk industry and just relying on these types of aggregators, it's a huge risk. You have backup servers, you have backup employees, you have backup systems for all your business procedures and processes. And I always am very surprised these businesses that are doing 7-8 figures a month, all their volumes with Stripe, no backups, nothing, nothing to take over if, let's say, Stripe has a meltdown in their server or they get DDoSed or anything. Even like these types of things can happen. But even worse, you get shut down within a moment's notice. And what are you going to do with all your traffic? What are you going to do with all your subscriptions? They're just gone. So you need to have, if you're going to be working with a payment aggregator, you need to have a backup, one or two backups, depending on what your volume is. And working with a merchant services provider, a payment processor that can get you a direct merchant account like Direct Paynet will serve you well, because you're going to be talking to a human on my team. You're going to be strategizing with somebody on how you're going to be able to scale. When you have a new product, a new service, you'll be able to talk to us and we'll help you make sure that, risk is taken account for, like how many chargebacks can come in, how many, what could be a bad repercussion of this product and so forth. And then you can scale. Most people only come to me when the fire is burning, and I'm trying to, get out there and educate people that, you should consider these options before your business is burning.
So an ounce of prevention worth more than a pound of cure.
Yes, definitely.
Have backups in place before you get shut down, so that when that does happen, not if, but when, it's not as traumatic as it could be as someone who's been shut down by PayPal before, and then had to track, 10, 15 years ago, trying to figure out, how am I now supposed to do recurring billing when I don't have a PayPal account and recurring billing subscriptions wasn't as popular, as it is today. What are there merchant processors that specialize in more higher risk clients?
Well, I mean, we specialize really in high risk merchants. For example, myself and my team, we can guide, subscription merchants to make sure that, you're working with Stripe, great. You come to us, you give us 20 or 30% of your volume. I'll make sure that if you get shut down from Stripe, you have systems in place to take those subscriptions and push them over to us or push them over to another provider without losing a whole bunch of them, because Stripe doesn't let you keep data. They keep all your data. So you need systems in place. And obviously we're talking about kind of advanced basics. If you're doing $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month, this is not what you should be focusing on. You should really be focusing on growing your business. Once you get to $250,000, $500,000 a month, this is where you need to start thinking about putting these systems in place. And making sure that you have your appropriate backups and your appropriate systems, because there are a lot of softwares. There's a lot of things that are now inspired by AI that can really help you out in like the situation that you had 10 years ago that can save you probably 30% of your subscriptions instead of losing them when you're moving them over without being tokenized, without being protected.
You mentioned something that I want to dive deeper on, that we've all dealt with, right? Stripe doesn't give you your customer's credit card information. Infusionsoft used to, but they don't anymore. If they're buying direct as opposed to filling out a contract on DocuSign with their credit card number and then we're entering into the system, if they're just buying direct off of our site, how do we get that credit card information so we have it on file in case something needs to change?
Well, there's a couple of things. Tokenization is the key here is you want to tokenize your customer records. You don't want to have access to full customer credit card numbers and information. There's a lot of different softwares, some within gateways, some as third party. Obviously, make sure that they're PCI compliant level one, which means that they're working at a secure data source. Also, if you're American and you have US customers, stick to one that's built in the US, managed by the US. Same thing if you're offshore. Pick one that's local to you so you can abide by the local privacy laws. But there's tons of softwares out there and gateways that can accommodate you tokenizing your customer information and being able to pull it out with just an email address. So it's your data, but it's tokenized and secure. So you don't have to worry about data leaks.
Can you add that on to an existing account if you've already got one, or do you have to start a new merchant account that's somewhere that offers that?
No, you can add it on to one that you already have. And the other kind of big advantage of tokenizing your data is then you can add something called Visa Account Updater and MasterCard Account Updater, which if you're doing subscriptions and you don't have these two things, you are leaving a ton of money on the table. So credit cards expire. Also, there's, you know, people change their credit card numbers due to fraud and so forth. These updater services will literally go in and give you the new number automatically without you doing anything, and you will add, you know, usually between 3% and 5% extra subscription conversions per month.
That is fantastic. We had that issue the other day of someone saying, hey, my card got hacked or whatever, I got to give you a new card. So happens all the time. Yes. Who is an ideal customer for you?
You know, all of the industries that I mentioned above, you know, supplements, coaching, anything that has to do that, you know, traditional banks shy away from, CBD, crypto, you know, all these types of fields are things that I specialize in. Obviously, you know, I know a lot about adult businesses as well, but, you know, since I moved on from that business, you know, the primary merchants that I serve are really supplements merchants and coaching merchants. Those are a big bulk of our business. And anybody who's doing subscription, I can tell you that I'll add a lot of value to your business and put a lot of safeguards to prevent any losses.
With all of the success you've had for your clients, what's your biggest challenge now?
My biggest challenge is teaching and HR, teaching people to be able to know all the stuff that I know. So, you know, building a team is probably my biggest challenge that I've had in the last couple of years.
Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
I just like seeing people make more money. I'm very good at tweaking systems in place. And, you know, obviously if somebody's reached a level of success and they're looking at adding, you know, a little bit more to their bottom line, I'm a really good tool for that. And I usually end up, you know, making people money, I say, out of thin air, because a lot of people get, you know, let's say 100 visitors on their site and they convert 80%. We can get your conversions to 90. So you're not spending any more traffic, any more money on traffic. You're not spending anything else other than tweaking a couple of things in your payment processing kind of checkout page process, and you're making more money. So I get excited about seeing numbers grow, and I get passionate about making some real changes for my clients.
I bet. Well, we know your time is incredibly valuable. We greatly appreciate you sharing some with us. Where is the best place for our folks to go to learn more about what you're doing?
So I have a YouTube channel where I talk about all this awesome stuff. It's called Uncensored Direct Marketing, or you can just look me up by name on YouTube, Maria Sparagas. And also my company's website is DirectPayNet, so directpaynet.com. So you can just go to our website or our YouTube channel to get more information.
All right. This has been Seth Green with Maria Sparagas from directpaynet.com. Maria, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Seth.
Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening. We will see you or talk to you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC.
To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.